Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 ed tech. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. This month's conversation is produced in conjunction with eSchool News' December guide on blended and online learning, which you can obviously find up online at eschoolnews.com. This microsite is packed with resources with titles such as 5 Ways to Create a Stellar Online Elementary Learning Program, How to Prioritize Social Growth During Online Learning, 5 Tips to Keep Online Students Motivated, and plenty more. There certainly isn't a lack of discussion when it comes to this topic. As schools continue to grapple with learning challenges and teacher shortages post-pandemic, technology has become more important than ever. A report released this month called Building Back Stronger, New Thinking in Technologies Reshaping Education, delves into the myriad ways K-12 schools are embracing different methodologies and cutting-edge technologies to support students following a period of declining academic success. I had the chance to chat with one of the authors, Christopher Klein. He's an education consultant for Advances Education, who were sponsors of the paper. I thought it was a great conversation. Always enjoy spending time with Chris. Have a listen. Okay, Chris, thanks again for joining me. This is our first rodeo here. Been having some great conversations over, I won't date ourselves how many years, but it's been a while. So welcome back.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Glad to be here.
And in this instance, I guess we're kind of talking at the same time where you folks have dropped some data out into the world just this week, with a report called Building Back Stronger, New Thinking and Technologies that are Reshaping Education. Maybe we can start off and you can just talk a little bit about the report and what the results came about.
Yeah, so I think the big thing, the reason why this report was necessary is, you know, we've been doing this for a while now. We're no longer a spin-up company that had a cool product that came out there. We've established ourselves over the last 6 years. We've really gone deep. We've seen what's happening in education. We weathered the storm from COVID. We saw how things have both responded from a classroom and pedagogical aspect, but also from a financial aspect with the ESSER funding and things like that. And as we sat back, we looked at our growth pattern as a company, and myself also as a professional, is we've got information that we can share. It's not just about slinging a product. It's not just about trying to move boxes. We actually have been able to benefit by being in 80 different countries and learning what other educators and what other education systems are doing. So we said, let's take this opportunity. It's been a while since we've gone back to the well and put on our talking heads hat. And let's actually say, this is what we see happening. This is a direction we see going. We're doing this not just from our marketing pitch, but we're doing it from the stuff we're actually seeing happening in the real world. Let's see if we can help educators feel better about their choices, maybe make some more informed choices, and really start to chart this path for the next iteration of what ed tech's going to be.
Yeah, you cover a variety of subjects that we can't really all hit upon in one 20-minute podcast. But one that I want to kind of focus on was in one of the chapters, you bring out one of the classic ed tech catchphrases of flipping the classroom, which that goes back at least 10 years, and talks about a different modality of learning, right? And when that first came out, it was pretty radical. March 2020 comes around, and the concepts of the flipping the classroom, or remote learning, or blended learning, or online learning, whatever phrases that you want to talk about, became a stark reality in about 10 days. And it turned into this great, the greatest beta test in education history. Talk a little bit about where since that time, where some of those innovations have come and what kind of sets the table for going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So I agree with you. We did cover a wide range in our white paper. Obviously, there's a lot that's actually happening right now, which is both scary, but it's also comforting to know that people are still investing their time, effort, energy, and smarts towards what we can do better. So everything from AI to, as you said, the flipped classroom model, which is not anything new. This has been around for quite some time, as you said. I've always learned that education in the United States is very much like not driving a speedboat. It's very much like driving pretty much an ocean liner. I mean, you could start to turn the wheel, but it's going to take a long time for you to actually.